You're listening to the Family Discipleship Podcast, a podcast of training the church.
This is Adam Griffin, and I'm here with my co-host. First, the captain of Captivating Conversations, Mrs. Cassie Kale Bryant. How are you doing today, Cassie?
I do like to talk.
You do?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite conversation partner?
Probably Ann Lincoln.
Whoa, sorry, Eric.
Thought that was going to be an easy husband.
Eric's fun too.
I'm sure.
Eric is also fun.
We just weren't expecting.
Just not
my
your
bad.
Favorite. That's all right. Of course, I'm here with my lovely wife. They call her Chatty Chelsea. How you doing today, Chelsea Griffin?
Feeling chatty. Also, you are hands down my favorite person to talk to. No question about it. No deliberating. Yeah. Just like top of the list.
No offense, Ann Lincoln Hollibaugh.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Ann Lincoln.
Talk about the perfect segue, though. Get this, Cassie. I think you know this story. My favorite review ever has just come in to the podcast recently. We got this review for the podcast from Karen Parnell. Karen is a woman that Chelsea and I met when we were on vacation. This is last fall.
Yeah,
I think 2023.
Yeah,
2023. We're on vacation. You may not know this, Cassie, but I have a huge aversion to making friends on vacations. I don't like to talk to strangers. And Chelsea had really challenged me before we went on this vacation. Let's just be ready. Let's just be ready for whatever the Lord might have. Maybe we'll get a chance to share the gospel. Let's just be ready. And we're sitting next to a nice couple at the pool. And what happens, Chelsea? Tell us.
Well, the husband is he's making friends, you know? So he's like, hey, what food have you guys liked? And I'm answering the questions. I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Chatty Chelsea.
Yeah, I am chatty. And like I say, when you go on vacation like that, it can honestly be easier than sharing the gospel with one of your family members who you've known forever, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
To just drop a note that you're a person of faith, and if you want to share something. So
yeah.
I'm excited these people are talking to us.
Yeah.
But they're asking us a little bit about the restaurants, a little bit about our experience so far. We're just chatting. But then it quickly comes up that he works in education, and we have some things in common, yeah. And they knew...
David Thomas.
David
right?
Thomas.
They were from Nashville. And we're oh, do you guys know David Thomas and Sissy Goff? And
yeah. And it seemed apparent that they were very interested in discipling their families, that they're committed people in the faith. And so I think I told them, you know, we have a podcast kind of centered on that. And you should check it out and see if it blesses you.
Yeah, I think we had mentioned that we just had maybe Sissy on recently something like that. Yeah. And so while we were still sitting there, Karen looked it up on her phone.
And then
she kind of jumps back into conversation with us and says, you're not going to believe this. I just looked up your podcast and my college roommate was Ann Lincoln Hollibaugh. So we're sitting next to a pool in Mexico next to strangers. And it turns out that we're sitting next to Ann Lincoln Hollibaugh's college roommate, your favorite chatter. And also a great guest on one of our episodes.
Yeah.
Karen just wrote us the most incredible review. I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but it was so kind. Just talking about the story of meeting us and how since then she's been a listener of the podcast and how the Lord brought us together in the most random circumstance. But isn't that the best?
Yeah. It's awesome. Nothing's random to the Lord. Nothing's random.
Boy, that's true. That's true. Well, this is going to be a unique episode for us, guys. I'm really pumped about this. We're going to get a chance to hear from one of the first times ever, if not the first time ever. You're going to hear from the Bryant children in this episode. You're going to hear from the Griffin children in this episode. We're going to talk about having conversations with our kids, but we're also going to hopefully, maybe, demonstrate what a conversation kind of looks like in our family just a little bit. But before we get to that, first, let me tell you something else that's brand new and different. Guys, we have a website. Did you know this? The Family Discipleship Podcast has a website. It's familydiscipleship.com.
No
That's
way.
Right. Familydiscipleship.com.
How is that not already taken?
Well, it was already taken, Cassie. It was taken. This is what's crazy. So we went to, I went to just familydiscipleship.com and it took me to the National Bible Bee, which is BibleBee.org. It just forwarded to that website. And so I emailed them on a lark and was just like, hey, is there any chance you guys be willing to give this up? And I got this fantastic email from Brian Mullins, who's the executive director at the National Bible Bee. And he said, man, a lot of people have actually asked us for the web address over the year, but he had just picked up the Family Discipleship book. Again, nothing God does is random, or nothing random is outside of what God's doing. And Brian was like, hey, you know what? You don't have to buy that from us. We're going to give that to you. And so this is my chance, one, to thank the National Bible Bee, but also encourage you parents, if you're interested in Bible literacy, go check out BibleBee.org. And you'll see a ton of their resourcing, but also what they do. It's really incredible work they do to help kids get into the Word. So check out what Brian Mullins is doing over there at the National Bible Bee at BibleBee.org. And then also, while you're on the internet, come on over to familydiscipleship.com and you'll see, you know, we have information about the podcast, of course, but we also have information about our books and other resources, including, guys, what we're going to talk about in this episode, because here's what's exciting. We have never put out our own resource, like never, outside of the podcast. I mean, the podcast is our own resource, but as a podcast, we've never put out something that said, hey, here's something to have in your home. And I think for our first attempt at this, I think we've hit it out of the park. I'm pumped about this. This is great. In a partnership with our friends over at Concrete Conversations. Concrete Conversations. Our friend Meredith over there is partnering with us on this. You can go to their website at concrete-conversation.com or find information at familydiscipleship.com. But we have our first resource. It's a Concrete Conversation.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty. Describe it, because this is an audio format. What do we got here, Cassie?
It looks like a white concrete bowl that is... not octagonal. There's six sides.
It's geometric.
Geometric.
Hexagonal.
Yeah. Hexagonal. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With a wooden lid.
Yes.
And there's little bitty purple cards inside.
Yeah, they're Family Discipleship. I like to call it Family Discipleship Indigo, I think is the color.
Ooh,
I
would call it. Oh, like it's our like a branding.
Blueprint. Yeah, it is. It's
did
our brand color.
Did you pick that color?
Well, I mean, when we originally did the branding, yes.
No, I know, but I meant for the cards.
Yeah. Meredith was so great. She was smart. Like, what are your color scheme? And so that's our color. So inside this little bowl is what, Cassie?
There are several little cards the size of maybe small business cards with questions.
Yeah, so there's like 60 questions there. Why don't you and Chelsea each grab like some random one and give us an example of like what kind of question might pop out of there.
Adam, what makes someone a good friend?
Ooh. Yeah, so these are to spark conversations with your family. Cassie, I think someone that's a good friend who's willing to say on public, maybe even on a podcast, how much they like to talk to you. So I think maybe you and Ann Lincoln are a good example of good friends.
To be
friends.
Clear, Eric and I are also good friends.
Oh, that's good. Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
But loyalty, faithfulness.
Yeah.
Hopefully that sparks a conversation with your honesty. Kids or your family. Chelsea, what questions did you pull out of there?
What do you hope your family is known for?
Oh, what do you think, Cassie? What do you hope your family's known for?
Showing up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when there's a need, the Bryants are, we're there. Yeah. Let us help you.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'd love to be known for that. Yeah.
When there's something that needs to happen.
Compassion. Yeah.
I love that. Chelsea, what do you hope our family's known for?
I hope our family's known for an open door, that people are welcome here, that people feel at ease in our home. I hope our family is known for just generosity, willingness.
Yeah. I love that. That's great. Well, inside this bowl, there's 60 questions, and Meredith has been doing this for a while. This is not her first rodeo, but it is with us. We're doing this partnership, and you can find it there on her website, concrete-conversation.com, and you can find it on ours, familydiscipleship.com. And what this is, our hope is that in this beautiful thing that, honestly, it sits on our coffee table here at the house. I've got one up at my office that somebody else gave me. That's kind of how I got introduced to her organization in the first place. It's a beautiful bowl, but my hope is that you open it up, pull out a question, or have your kids pull out a question, and it fosters conversations for your family. Some of them are directly taking you to scripture. Some of them are just conversation starters, but the hope is that it's a resource, again, for you to lead your family in following Jesus. So what I'd like to transition us into now, a segue from here, we're going to move from this conversation, the three of us, to a conversation we've never gotten to have on the air. We're going to listen in as Cassie Bryant leads her three young ladies in some conversations based on some of the questions we have in our new resource. So we're going to move from here to that. And then after that, we'll move right into the Griffin family. And then we'll come back together and talk about it here at the end. So that's concrete-conversations.com, familydiscipleship.com. We'll be back here at the end of the episode. But let's move into a conversation with Cassie and her girls.
Hey, ladies. Welcome to the table. Who are we missing from our family?
Daddy, and Dobby.
Oh, okay, yep, Dad and the pets. But otherwise, this is going to be like any family conversation we have at the table. Cool?
Yes.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. First question is, what family story makes you laugh the hardest?
Whenever you and Daddy fight over snacks.
Oh, yeah. When we fight over sweets. That makes you guys laugh? Oh, you like the stories about us.
The cookies and stuff.
Early in marriage, Eric and I had a hard time sharing desserts. But we've grown a lot. Okay, we're going to try a new question. Okay. What is your favorite place to go to as a family? Go.
Spain.
Okay, Spain. You liked our family vacation to Spain. We've only gone once, so it's not like somewhere we go monthly, just for the listeners, make sure they understand. It's not a reoccurring thing, but I'm so glad you liked that trip, Lolly. What's your favorite place we go to as a family?
There's one I just can't remember the name of it.
Describe it for me.
I don't know. It's just...
Okay. Okay, ladies. Who is the most faithful person you know?
God.
That was a good one. What do you admire about them? Okay, but let me first define faithful. Faithful is to do what you say you will do. You're right. God is the most faithful person. He always does exactly what he says he will do. But what other person other than Jesus do you know who is faithful? Me? Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. My teacher.
Your teacher?
You and my teacher.
Daddy. Maybe is there someone? Daddy's a good one. Anyone you know that's faithful?
Probably you and my teacher.
You and you know who I think about when I think about faithfulness? Your Sunday school leaders. Man, they've been with you since first grade, Maven, and you're in fifth grade. That is faithfulness. What do you admire? What's something you admire about Dad? You said Daddy's faithful. What's something you admire about him? He's a great conversationalist, right?
And he's also good at fixing things.
He's so good at fixing things and untying knots when your jewelry gets tied up in knots, right? Okay, I have one last question. I'll read Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. This is part of what we're doing in Compass Kids, right? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Good job. You remembered it. What do you think that has to do with faith? Who is it saying we should trust?
God. Jesus.
Then who is it saying instead of trusting?
Evil. Us.
Our own ways, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says trust in the Lord with all your heart and not to lean on our understanding. And if we acknowledge him in our ways, he will do what?
Make your ways straight.
Good job, ladies. Anything else you'd like to say?
Oh.
Go ahead.
I forgot.
Okay.
Chelsea, why don't you ask that first one?
First, boys, can y'all introduce yourself starting over here?
Hi, I'm Oscar, and I'm 12.
Hello, I'm Gus, and I'm 10.
Hello, I am Theo.
How old are you, Theo?
I'm 8.
Theo could be any age. Okay, guys, we discussed this as a family before, but feel free to go any direction you'd like with it, old or new. If you could tame one wild animal and have it as a pet, what would you have?
I'll go first. I would say I would really like to have like a lion cub. I always think like lion cubs would be really cute, but they're kind of like vicious.
Sure.
But
it's a problem, yeah.
Taming, if I had to tame an animal, then I think a lion cub would be pretty cool.
Yeah, and taming really includes like, you know, when you tame an animal, you teach it to do what you want. So you could teach it to be ferocious when needed. True. You know, and be a good defender of the family. Gus, what about you?
I'd say either the little lion cubs or a little bear cub.
I would like a wolf cub.
Why, Theo?
Because they're cute.
What do you guys think I would want?
I think Mom would want probably a goat. We got her a goat farm for her birthday, and she really loves those goats.
Yeah, I've actually never been happier than when I was. I'm just kidding. But but those goats were awesome. You guys have never seen goats climb a tree, but I have. And I realize that goats can do like anything they put their mind to. So that's part of what I would really love to have. Why I'd love to have them as a pet.
And just to clarify, we didn't buy Mom a goat farm. We don't own a goat farm, right? We brought some goats out for a couple hours at the
house. We brought some goats out for a couple hours.
People are going to think we're in a whole nother tax bracket when it comes to goats.
Or just very bizarre.
Yeah, we invested every dollar we had in a goat farm. All right, let me ask you one, guys. Or this is more of a statement, okay? This is, say something encouraging to the person on your left. Theodore, who's the person on your left?
Gus.
That's right. Let's go. Who wants to start? Say something encouraging to the person on your left.
I will.
All right, Theodore, go for it, buddy.
Gus, you should...
Something encouraging. Not give him an order.
Gus, you are very fun to play with.
That's kind. What do you say, Gus?
Thank you, Theo. I will go now. Oscar, one thing I like about you is that you're very creative about, like, making fun games for us to play.
Thank you, Gus. I think that what I really like about you is how, like, interactive you try to be with us, and how, like, you try to see what we're doing and see if you can, like, help us or be more involved with us.
That's so kind. Thanks, Oscar. I have the privilege of encouraging Chelsea Lane Griffin here. Chelsea, you're beautiful, you're brilliant, you're hilarious. You have great taste in men. I love your faith. I mean, I love the way that you love Jesus. You're a great mom, and you're an incredibly gifted wife and friend. You're a prayer warrior. There's no end to what I can encourage you in. You're an underrated cook. I think a lot of people don't think you're a great cook. I think you're a phenomenal cook. You plan really well for our family. You also provide really well for our family. You're a great nurse. You have helped so many babies come into this world, so many families. I love the way that you've delivered children for families, for couples that I married. I love getting to do that together. Okay, Theodore, is that your way of saying that's enough? How about you, Chelsea?
Well, I'd like to say that I sat purposefully on your left so that you'd have to encourage me and I could receive your compliments, but guess who's on my left is my youngest son, Theodore. Theo, I love how much fun you are. You are such an easygoing guy and you make everything fun. And I love that about you. I love what genuine affection you give, that you love good hugs. You love to snuggle. And I'd also like to encourage you for the kind of student you are. Your teachers, every year, they always say, man, if I could have a son, I want him to be like Theodore. They say, Theo listens well. He's kind to his classmates. He's a leader. He's on task. And he's also just a lot of fun for his classmates. And so we just love all those things about you, Theo. Okay, guys. Next one. Galatians 5:13 says, to serve one another, how can we improve that in our home? Serving one another, how can we improve it?
Do chores for each other. Laundry.
Ooh. That would be a meaningful gift if someone just was like, boom, I did your laundry. Wouldn't that be nice?
I would say, like the Bible says, like, outdo each other in honor. Kind of like doing it when people don't even expect it and, like, you don't even have to, and being willing to.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, being, like, somebody made you serve, I'd say being willing to serve and doing it happily and taking joy in serving each
Amen.
Other.
Amen. What do you think, Theo? How could we improve in the way we serve one another?
Cleaning without being asked to.
A lot of cleaning related service. I like that. I like what we just did. Just offering up encouraging words. I think we have the power to speak life or death with our words. And you guys do a great job of this, but I think we can always improve in speaking kindly to one another, lifting one another up, encouraging one another when we're discouraged or sad is something that we can keep working on. What about you, Adam? What do you think?
Ways we can serve each other? I think there's a ton. I think you guys are really good at it. I think you guys are thoughtful about one another. You guys know what each other like, and there are a lot of times where what you like, you don't have in common. So one of the ways you guys serve each other is by playing games that your brother wants to play, even when you don't want to play it. Whether that's a video game or a sports game, you guys serve each other by going to each other's sporting events and cheering each other on. And I love the way that you guys serve each other by being best friend brothers. You protect one another from people that are outside our family. You protect one another from, you know, hurt feelings. And I think you guys serve each other really well in that. But I love what you brought up with chores too. Just being responsible for other people's responsibilities and surprising them by serving them, I think is really special. Griffin boys, thanks for giving us your time today. Thanks for talking with us. I love you.
You're welcome.
I love you too, Dad.
Thanks. And I love you, Mom, right?
I also love mom.
All right, Cassie, Chelsea, kids are out of the room. How'd you guys
see you, kids?
Where did they go?
No, oh, just kidding. Hopefully they're off having an adventure.
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you guys feel about that?
That's fun. I think our boys like, you know, question games and stuff like that. But I like stuff like that because it can, if your kids are at ease and ready to chat, it can pull stuff out of them that, yeah, you know, that you didn't know was going on in their head.
Totally.
You know, there's questions in there about friends and about our family, about God. And sometimes it's just hard to get conversations going with your kids or to know what's on their mind. And so it's a sweet thing to be able to just kind of pull one out of the box.
Totally.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, we live in a world where anxiety, depression, and weariness seem to be the basic descriptors of our lives. For many of us, our calendars and our plates are overfull, yet our lives still lack joy. But it doesn't have to be this way. Jesus invites you to have true and abundant joy that's only found in Him. In John 15, Jesus reveals three very surprising pathways to finding this type of joy. You can discover these pathways in the new book, Overflowing Joy, by author and Bible teacher Tara Dew. This is available at lifeway.com, and you can save 40% off with the code JOY40. Again, that's J-O-Y, the number 4, the number 0, at lifeway.com. The new book is Overflowing Joy by Tara Dew. Check it out. Hey, listeners, this episode of the Family Discipleship Podcast is brought to you by Crossway. They're publishing a brand new resource you have got to check out. It's New Morning Mercies for Teens, a daily gospel devotional by Paul David Tripp. This encouraging book features 366 engaging daily devotionals. They're all adapted for teenagers. Each day includes a one-sentence gospel-centered reading and an extended meditation, Bible verses, and a prompt for discussion or for personal reflection, which means they can do it on their own or with you. So pick up a copy of New Morning Mercies for Teens wherever books are sold, or you can visit crossway.org/plus to find out how you can get 30% off with a Crossway Plus account. Listeners, we love Crossway. We love Paul David Tripp. We love New Morning Mercies, and we're so pumped for New Morning Mercies for Teens. Check it out today at crossway.org. This kind of resource invites your kids to be the one who gets to ask the question, to say, hey, grab something out of the box. You don't have to come up with something for us to talk about on your own. Just pull something out and let's talk about it. And you ask the question, or give them a handful and say, you know, there's a ton of questions in this little bowl, to say, pick one. Well, what question would you like to talk about? And that fosters conversation where maybe it would normally be harder, or if your kids are really already into conversation, I think it makes it really great.
You know, if it, conversations can feel like pulling teeth and can feel like, wow, I had to lead that a lot more than, you know, like in terms of just every day at a dinner table. That sure can happen.
Yeah.
But don't be surprised. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if, like, in a couple hours they bring back up a question that was asked, mm-hmm, or they, totally, once they've given thought to it.
I was about to say, yeah, they say, you know what, I was thinking about that.
Not everyone likes to be put on the, not, you know, not put on the spot, but like sometimes a question right away, you know, they want time to think about it, or, totally, you know, so to give your kids that space. If you're, you know, if our listeners are going to use these at home, but like, don't be discouraged. They might need time, and then back, and they might circle back around to it at bedtime.
Yeah. So, or as like a discipleship tool to go, like, we're going to ask it in the morning.
Yeah.
And then tonight, let's hear everybody's answers.
Yeah.
That's good.
Give them some time something to think like about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think putting them on the spot, we certainly did. Anytime you put a microphone in a kid's face and you kind of say, hey, this is going to be recorded and all of mommy's friends are going to hear this.
Just say poop as much as you can, actually. Yeah.
I really do think, like, what's sweet about the recording we just made with the Bryant family is that, one, I think it demonstrates something about our podcast. We're not trying to get our kids to perform,
right,
or we're not saying, hey, get familiar with the microphone. Mommy needs your content, you know?
Oh, no.
God forbid.
No, nobody wants that.
They've actually never seen this.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Like, we're always here at your house or something. My kids have never really seen, occasionally they've walked in on me maybe recording at home, but like, this is a new, they don't listen to our podcast.
Right.
They're not listeners?
No.
Shocking.
Not yet. Maybe when they're parents someday.
But one of the reasons we don't do this kind of format a lot is nobody at this table wants to turn our kids into content production. Mm-mm. Like we said, we want to disciple, and I want to help people disciple, and I'm happy to offer a window into what that looks like in the Griffin household as far as helpful, but not in any way that would compromise what we're trying to do for our kids. You know, nobody's trying to get Oscar, Gus, and Theodore to perform so that somebody out there could be impressed with them or follow them. Like, no, we're just all trying to point to Christ. And so our kids get a kick out of stuff like this sometimes, and sometimes they're a little bit more on the shy or quiet end. But I hope that as you've listened to this episode, that has blessed you to think about your own discipleship, what it looks like in your house. I also know that Mother's Day is approaching, Father's Day is approaching, and I'll tell you what, a concrete conversations bowl that has Family Discipleship Podcast questions in it would be a great gift for any mom or any dad something that is beautiful that sits on the coffee table or the kitchen table, and that at any point during a meal or just sitting down as your family, you pull something out and just say, hey, let's talk about this. Some of the questions are rooted in scripture. Some of them are just a little sillier, and I try to give you an example of both throughout this episode. Either way, I hope you'll look it up, take a look. I think it makes a great gift, but it's also great for your own family.
Yeah, I think it would also be great for like any adult that has kids in their life that maybe doesn't navigate conversations with their kids a lot. So grandparents or aunts and uncles, just people that are like, oh, I've got my nephew coming for the weekend. And I don't know. So it could be a gift even beyond that. And then it would make a great gift for, or not even gift, but like if ministries wanted to use something like this in their small group settings for like get to know you questions. It could be really easy for small groups to use these as well.
Yeah. We try to create questions that you could ask over and over again and you'd have different answers, you know, question like encourage the person to your left. Well, if you're sitting in different orders, different times, it's going to be different things or as you get older or what's your favorite, this or this favorite, like you ask the funniest story in your family. Usually that's for kids. That's going to be something really recent. It's not typically like, hey, 5 years ago, remember this. I hope that it's a bit of a timeless resource for everybody as well. So check out familydiscipleship.com, concrete-conversations.com, and check out our new resource there. But I hope this has just inspired you more than picking up a resource. Our heart is that you would have great discipling conversations with your kids. Well, thanks for listening, friends. If you think it's as important as we do to disciple our families, please help us out by giving us a great review wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit one of our sponsors and share this episode with one of your friends. If you want to keep up with us or join the conversation, you can follow the Family Discipleship Podcast on Instagram and Facebook or find us at familydiscipleship.com. We love you, listeners. We'll be back next Monday with a brand new episode.